The House and Senate have passed bills to overhaul Medicare with a new entitlement to prescription drug coverage. The Senate measure was crafted by both parties, but the more partisan Republican House bill passed by a one-vote margin, raising uncertainty about prospects for reconciling the bills. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After 2 weeks of debate on dozens of proposed amendments, the Senate voted 76-21 to carry out the biggest expansion of Medicare since the program was created 38 years ago. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist declared that the bill combines the best of the public and private sectors.
Tonight, we are one step closer to providing real health care security to seniors all across the nation.
Frist credited President Bush for what he called bold leadership in transforming the Medicare system. But in fact, this is not quite the Medicare reform bill the president had sought. It offers a prescription drug benefit to all Medicare beneficiaries, not just those who leave Medicare and join a private health plan as the president had wanted. But it does favor using private firms to provide such drug coverage. And it also encourages private health organizations to compete for insuring elderly and disabled clients as an alternative to Medicare. Many Senate Democrats had a hard time accepting such changes, especially because the prescription drug benefit won't take effect until 2006 and covers only about a fifth of anticipated drug costs. Still, Minority Leader Tom Daschle last night followed the lead of Massachusetts' Ted Kennedy and urged fellow Democrats to vote for the bill.
We simply can't allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good. We've got to take what we can do and move to build upon something that we will do in future years.
10 Senate Republicans voted against the bill, including Judd Gregg of New Hampshire. He warned that private health plans may not rush to insure a population whose health risks are high, and said a drug benefit costing $400 billion over the next decade could lead to trillions of dollars of federal outlays later on.
And if this bill were to pass in its present form, or anything near to its present form, it would fundamentally extinguish the torch which the Republican Party has allegedly, and I thought pretty effectively, carried for years, which was the torch of spending responsibility.
Meanwhile, in the House, Majority Leader Tom DeLay derided the Senate's effort at Medicare reform.
What's the Senate solution? More of the same. The Senate is writing a bill over there that Senator Kennedy is very proud of. Well, the Senate's got to do what it's got to do.
House Republicans did not let Democrats offer a single amendment to the bill they brought to the floor. It contains no definitions for premiums, copays, or benefits. And for those who run up high drug bills, it stops paying benefits until expenditures rise to nearly $5,000. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi also pointed out that the bill forbids federal authorities to negotiate better drug prices.
And I'll tell you why. Because tonight we have a debate between the special interest and the public interest. The Democrats have come to this floor as servants of the people. The Republicans have come to this floor as handmaidens of the prescription drug industry.
19 conservative Republicans also rejected the bill, and a 15-minute vote went on for nearly an hour before the bill's supporters squeaked out a one-vote margin of victory. Those conservatives liked the Senate bill even less, making the prospects for a compromise with the Senate next month far from certain. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.